Hello and welcome. Connie Reagan Green here with another episode of Prestabilious Excellence in Marketing. And today is December 13th, so we are counting down to the end of the year. We really only have 17 more days, if you count today as being already kind of partway done, at least. And it's a very exciting time of year. I started back in 2005 with a goal setting and goal achieving program, and it was through my very first mentor, Raymond Aron, and I do that to this day. And if I had not started that in 2005, I would not have come around to the awareness that I could have a business on the internet, almost exclusively online, and that led me to leaving teaching, resigning from my classroom teaching position with the Los Angeles Unified School District, and also giving away my very best clients, my bread and butter clients that always had work for me on a regular basis. And I did that, and within a year of going into that goal setting and achieving program, I had done all those things and just changed my life completely, moved to a new city where I had built a new house. I don't know what I was thinking, but I'm so glad I was, and I'm continuing down that path. But what I truly want to speak to you about today is passive income. So I was used to this phrase in terms of, I'm making some notes for us. I was used to passive income in terms of real estate, and that meant that you would make an investment, but you didn't do anything with it. You were never hands-on. You never took an active part in it. And whether you were an active or a passive investor determined your income tax liability at the end of the year. So that's the only way I was familiar with that phrase of passive income. But when I came online, people were talking about it, and I realized very, very quickly it was truly residual income. So that's something that you do once, you create something once, and then you're able to make money from it for many years to come most of the time. Sometimes it's not quite as evergreen, and you have to go in and make some changes and updates to something. But the idea is that you do something once, do the work once, and earn money over and over and over again for many years. So let's talk about it. So you'll hear people talk about easy passive income, and some of it is very, very easy and very, very simple. And they'll talk about creative passive income, and I believe just about everything we do online is creative because most of us come from different backgrounds. Even if you had a business, like I had my real estate brokerage and appraisal business, then with that, I really wasn't creative. Being creative could have caused, you know, big problems for me because I had to follow the rules and the laws and the guidelines of what was set out for the real estate profession. So I could do some creative marketing, but back then, I didn't understand the great value of marketing. So being creative with marketing was not something that was going to happen for me. And now everything that I'm doing online I feel is creative because it's up to me. How do I decide to do something? How do I design something? So let's talk more about passive income. It was a way that I started some close friends and family members with doing things online so they could make some money because they didn't understand what I was doing. And during my first and second year, I wasn't able to truly explain it in a way that people outside of the online world would understand it. So what I showed them to do was set up something and make sure that something's for sale. And typically, this will be affiliate products and courses. And when you do that, you put in a link. And then for years to come, you make money from it. So an example I'll give you is with the autoresponder service that I use. It's called AWeber. And recently, they've gone to a free version where you can get started. At some point, you'll need to decide if you're going to pay. But that way, you're not spending money for something like most of us did with many things before we were really in business. We were starting the business, but we weren't in business. We didn't have prospects and customers and clients and traffic and all those great things, but we had to start paying for the service. So AWeber going to a free version was really a wonderful idea, and I promote that through my link, and it's connieloves.me/AWeberFree, and AWeber is AWEBER. So connieloves.me/AWeberFree, and that way you can get a free account. So I promote that everywhere. So where is everywhere? What does that mean when we're talking about cyberspace, when we're talking about the online world? For me, it means within blog posts, within short reports, within my tweets. I'm very, very active on Twitter every single day. Now we can schedule on Twitter. I'm Connie Green on Twitter, so please connect with me. Let me know that you're there and that you are listening to the podcast, The Prestabilius, and I will connect back with you. So a well-placed tweet, a well-placed link. How about Pinterest? Now, I've had a Pinterest account for many years, but Pinterest has never been my thing. Does it mean that I can't create passive income on Pinterest if it's not my thing? No. It means that I have this most amazing and awesome and wonderful and brilliant virtual assistant who goes in there on my behalf. She does it a few hours a month, which suits me just fine, and I pay her once a month to do this. She does have an opening or two, so if you contact me, she may still have an opening or two. And what's happening right now is she loves Pinterest personally, and she's been using it. So we had a discussion about it. It was something I wanted her to take a look at, something I had purchased that was some templates for some pins. And again, that's not something that's my strong area at all, doing graphics or anything. And she went in and she did it, and we scheduled a call so we could talk about my Pinterest account. Well, I was getting some traffic because I had set things up years ago, and I mean, I'm talking probably 2015, 16, 17, and not much since. I would still get the emails from them, and once in a while I would log in to see what mine looked like or to see someone else's, but I wasn't pinning. I wasn't doing that, and I had no interest in doing it. So we had a conversation, and she created some new boards for me. She used the templates, and she and I started playing off each other, you know, pinning each other's posts because she's either logged in as herself or logged in as me. Well, then I had two clients that also, in our mentor calls, then they were saying, yes, they were interested in having someone help them with Pinterest. So now she does it on behalf of four of us, herself, myself, and my two mentees. So this is a wonderful way. Now, what do you do to create this passive income? Because I don't want to be roundabout here. I really want to share with you. You must share something that will be of interest to the people who will see or watch or hear the content that you're putting out. So if you're listening to this podcast, Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing with Connie Reagan Green, I will assume that you are interested in marketing either online or offline. So perhaps you're reading blog posts. That would be a place for me to put some links so that I could have that passive income when someone like yourself reads one of my blog posts or reads one of my tweets or listens to an audio recording like this one or any other that I'm doing or watches a webinar replay or a video from YouTube and then says, yes, I'm interested in that. I want to know more about that. So you can make tons of money with passive income online without really being in business for yourself. And let me explain what I mean by that. All you need is a small list of people, and I say small because I have people I'm working with that have just started in the past year. They've joined a giveaway or I've recommended something they're doing, and they have a list of 50 to 100 people. They're already making money because there is no magic number. If you have one person on your list who's interested in one thing you say and spends some money through your affiliate link, then you're in business. And this is a wonderful way. For myself, I reached six figures a year when I had 651 names on my list. And I know the exact number because that's when I was introduced to Alex Mendozian, and just a world-class marketer. He's someone who worked on Madison Avenue in Manhattan in New York for, I guess, 10 years perhaps, and then left that behind, moved to California with his wife. They had just married. They had two children, live in Northern California still, and he came online and took the world by storm. So he had something called Teleseminar Secrets, and I became an affiliate, and I was in his top affiliates, and he didn't know my name. And when we scheduled a call to talk, he wanted to get to know me. He said, how many names do you have on your list? And I didn't realize really the power of that question, because most people who are making really good money, meaning six figures and way above, those people tend to have 10, 20, 30,000 people on their list. So I was so proud to tell him on that day that I had 651 names on my list. I was just very proud of that. And he said, excuse me, he thought he didn't hear me correctly. And I told him again, and he said, well, that's incredible. What are you doing? And I told him what I was doing. And that led to us being connected. He was a mentor to me informally and still is. And it led to me writing my first book, Huge Profits with a Tiny List, 50 Ways to Use Relationship Marketing to Increase Your Bottom Line. So that's a story I want to tell you, but the idea is, the point I'm making is that you don't need a large list of people to make some excellent money. So I want to bring up something that I was thinking about when I was outlining what I wanted to talk about today on passive income. And long ago, I used to look through the want ads in the newspaper, and I don't know if they still have those or not, because this goes way, way back. And many times, they would say how much it paid by the hour, or by the week, or by the month. And many other times, for jobs typically that would be paid by the month, they would say salary commensurate with experience. The problem is, that concept doesn't work. I don't believe it ever worked. Because what it meant was, if you had more experience than the average person, whoever the average person is, they were willing to pay you a higher salary up to a certain point. The up to a certain point is where it doesn't work anymore, because there always will be an upper limit. So when I was a teacher, for 20 years I was a teacher, that's a little bit different. They are never able to say salary commensurate with experience, because you come in, everybody comes in at the beginning level, and then by working more years for them within that specific school district and taking college courses and or getting advanced degrees, earning advanced degrees, you get an increase in salary. And my goal early on as a teacher was to work my way up that pay ladder, and they showed it to you and they printed it out, and it went up a little bit from time to time, and that's a whole different issue. But your goal was to move up and to the right. And I was able to do that. I got to the top in about 4 or 5 years, which usually people took 10 years or longer, or many people never even set it as a goal. But I wanted to do that. So my salary was commensurate with my experience and education up to a certain point. Again, it doesn't work. Online, with passive income, it's unlimited. So your experience, your years doing the work, learning how to do it, it will make a huge difference. So another thing I want to talk about is 10,000 hours. It's the 10,000 hour rule. And you may have come across this in a number of places, so I won't even tell you people that started this in my thinking, the ones who first came out with this. I'll tell you one person, Malcolm Gladwell mentioned this, but other people have really taken off with this concept. The idea is for you to really become not just proficient, but super proficient with any activity, you must do it for 10,000 hours. So think of people that you grew up with who became athletes in a certain sport at a certain point in time. Like I think of someone, his name was Hiram, and wonderful young man, blonde hair, blue eyes, and just the nicest boy, and I knew him in elementary school, And that's when they were showing us how to do the high jump. And we all had to do it, and I was able to use the pole and do the high jump and the pole vaulting and this kind of thing. But I was never any good in it, and I wasn't interested in it, but Hiram was. And when he went to junior high, he stuck with it. When he went to high school, he stuck with it. And I lost track of him when we all went to from junior high to high school. But this was someone that had put in his 10,000 hours by the time he was in high school. And that made a difference for someone maybe who just started in 8th or 9th or 10th grade wanting to do the same thing. It would take them a long time to catch up with him just in terms of those hours. Think of someone who started a musical instrument at a young age or started dancing at a young age, anything that people might do. For me, the sad reminder is people I knew in elementary school who were writers. And one boy was Danny. Danny was such a nice boy, and he wanted me to write something with him that very quickly he saw, and we were probably 10 years old at the time, he saw that I hadn't been writing very regularly and my writing wasn't as good as his. He never said that to me, never ever, but slowly he moved away from doing any writing with me. So, because I didn't get in my 10,000 hours, and in fact, I didn't get in my 10,000 hours with writing until I came online in 2006 and committed to writing every single day. And as I did that, and as I learned about the 10,000-hour rule, I thought, this is something that I didn't do earlier in life, but that doesn't matter. We can do anything anytime. And I was determined to do during my first and second year online, and I did. And that was a wonderful thing. So getting back to the passive income, what else can you do actively one time to then create passive income for yourself? So ebooks come to mind very quickly and easily for me. If you create an ebook that you would sell on your own site or a digital book to sell on Amazon as Kindle or even a paperback book, you will write it, do the writing once, and I've done this well over 20 times now. You do the writing once, take some time to do the writing, but you do that writing once and then you sell it forever and ever. Every book that I've written is still available for sale. And I have gone in and updated and revised 3 of the books. So that's something that you can do. But basically, it's passive income that comes to you month in, month out. Amazon makes a deposit into my checking account that I have set up for that purpose. So that's one thing. Also, online courses. So I typically teach a course online once. So it's live. People come to the live sessions. Then it goes into home study. And I've done this right now with my most recent course, How to Profit with eCourses, which is at howtoprofitwithecourses.com. I co-taught this with the amazing, awesome, wonderful Norma Allen Essler. And we taught it live. We just completed it a week ago. And now it's in home study. What we've done, though, because we want people to come into the course and we know we have more to share. We've already talked about that and outlined what we'll share the next time. We will have Season 2, and that will begin April 7th, 2021. So take a look at that and see, because we created it once, and yes, it took us time each week to do that. Over a 4-week period, we spent maybe 20 hours total, something like that. Because we did some preparation and then we taught it, but then it's there in the members area, and as a home study, people are still buying. So that's really a great way to have passive income. You did it once, now you're making money from it. What else? How about regular digital products? So every product that I have that's not a live course, it's just a standalone digital product, and I have many of those, I created it once, and then it's selling. So I have a video live streaming for introverts.com. I have book launch boosterrockets.com. There's so many funnels that click.com, how to sell yourself and your stuff.com. These are digital products that took me a period of time and a number of hours to do, to create, and then they're selling. And if need be, I'll go in and update those. These days, as I learned over time more, I want to have passive income that I don't have to go back and be active with so much. So I create things that are evergreen while I'm writing or doing a video or an audio to go with the product, then I'm very, very aware of what I'm saying that could end up being something that would have to be updated. So then I tend to not say it. I say it a different way. Membership sites are great passive income. People join as members. You've already created the content. And then affiliate marketing is really the number one way. You can become my affiliate. Go to affiliatelinksandtools.com, and you will see my site there. You'll get signed up for Nanacast. That's the platform that I'm using. And affiliate marketing was really how I started because, as a new online entrepreneur, I didn't have any products. I didn't have any courses. People kept telling me that year that I needed to create a product, but I didn't have any idea what to create a product about. I finally did at the end of my first year. Within a couple of months, I had another product, and by then, I was maturing as an entrepreneur and understanding that it wasn't so difficult. It wasn't going to make my brain hurt to come up with an idea to create for a product, and some of the products do better than others. Sometimes I only sell 10 copies initially when I send it out to my list. That's okay. More people are coming over time because passive income goes on and on and on. So the last thing I want to talk about is strategies versus tactics with marketing, with online business, with entrepreneurship, and definitely with passive income. Tactics are what you do. So you set up a blog and write a post and add a link, something like that. You go to Twitter, you send out a tweet, you add an image, you make sure the link is working, and now you can schedule it to go out again in 2 days or 2 weeks or whenever you want to. So that's tactics. What do you do? And it's a step-by-step, and for that there is a blueprint. People always want a blueprint for entrepreneurship. There is a blueprint. It's tactics. The problem is people get stuck with tactics. People are asking me, you know, well, should I schedule the next tweet for 2 hours later or for a week later? And I say, well, you decide. It's your strategy of what you want to appear when. Strategies are where the money's made. With tactics, you'll make some money, but not much and not consistently. You need a strategy. So what will you do? I would say, here we are at the end of the year 2020, I would say make it a goal that you will start now and throughout 2020, you will do a certain number of things in a certain way. Perhaps you will add one blog post a week to your blog, and they will be in four different sub-areas for your main area. So maybe your main topic is, let me think of something interesting. Maybe it's low content printables. That's very popular right now and will continue to be. And within that, there are journals and there are planners, there are workbooks, there are sets of images, all kinds of things. So maybe you'll write a blog post about those subtopics for your overall topics, and you'll do one a week and make sure that one a week, and within a month, you will have covered everything that you talk about. Now, over time, you'll probably expand a bit, so you may want to add more to what you're doing, but that's a good strategy. Within every post, you'll have a call to action at the end, as I do. So when I'm looking at my posts, because I've been blogging now since 2006, sometimes when I'm writing a new blog post, like I've written one here on what is passive income on ConnieReaganGreen.com, I want to connect it to an older post because building the links is a strategy, link building. We have that as a strategy. Sometimes the one I pull up is from years and years ago, sometimes over a decade ago now, and I don't have a call to action at the bottom. That's an opportunity for me to acknowledge that my strategy of having a call to action at the bottom of every post is a good one and to go in and add a call to action to that post that didn't have one. Many times I'm adding an image because I didn't always use images in those early years. So I want you, for everything that you're doing, think about, is it a tactic or is it a strategy? What can you do? How can you shift your thinking, shift your mindset to say, well, the tactics are things I learn how to do. I have a checklist, and someone can even help me with them. Strategies are things I have to come to in my thinking, and I want to spend time every day thinking about strategies that will work well for me. And once you do that, everything will change for you. So please take to heart what I'm sharing about passive income. It's very important. It's wonderful to have, because now you'll have something that a colleague of mine calls popcorn money, where all of a sudden you'll get a PayPal deposit, you'll get a check in the mail, some places still send paper checks, and you'll say, where did this come from? And it will be something that you recommended and promoted maybe years ago. And people found it because all of your strategies for getting traffic to your sites and building your business strategically are working, and you've made a sale. So take a look at what you're promoting and recommending now. Does it cookie you in for years to come, maybe forever? Some people have a 90-day cookie, and that's okay. I understand that. That's their business that they're running, and it's up to them. But what is it that you can do that will make a big difference with how your passive income will grow and grow and grow over the years? So some affiliate connections, like a connection with me, is forever. You're cookied in forever. I don't have a 90-day cookie or a 1-year cookie or anything like that. I don't like it, so I don't do that for my affiliates. So what can you recommend? I even have free things you can recommend. One thing that will still be good throughout 2021 will be my 2020 VisionQuestChallenge.com, and that one is a free training, and it gets people cookied in, and once they're through you, and once they're on my list for that series of autoresponders, I'll be recommending all kinds of things to them, my products, my courses. You'll earn affiliate income. So that's a wonderful thing, to earn affiliate income when you haven't even promoted recently, even though I think morally and ethically that I'm obligated to continue promoting for someone. That seems like the right thing to do and the fair thing to do. I'm a Rotarian, and we want things to be fair to all concerned. And I believe that's part of our four-way test, and I believe that that works very, very effectively. But it's up to you. It's your business that you're running. You decide what you'll do. So I hope this has been helpful to you, and I'm excited that I've been doing this podcast now, because I've podcasted twice before, over 6, 7 years, 8 years maybe now, and this particular podcast, Prestemelius, Excellence in Marketing, is one that this month, December of 2020, makes 2 full years. Well, January of 2021 will make 2 full years that I've done it. This is episode 47. I do it twice a month. And in a couple of weeks, I'll be doing my end of the year podcast, and that will be episode 48. So 24 each year to a month. And that was a goal I set, and I turned it into a strategy that works effectively, makes money, and is just a huge part of what I'm doing online. So I'm Connie Reagan Green from ConnieReaganGreen.com, and you've been listening to Prestemelius, Excellence in Marketing. Reach out to me anytime.